You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English podcast for professionals on the move.
Hello, my name is James. Today we're kicking off a new series of podcasts based on people talking about their jobs. In these episodes, we'll learn vocabulary and language that are useful across a wide range of different professions and industries. If you'd like to try out the online activities and language practice for this podcast, you can sign up for a free trial on the website www.businessenglishpod.com. In this podcast, we'll hear an HR manager, Greg, describe his work and responsibilities. Afterwards, we'll study some key vocabulary. In particular, we'll be focusing on how words are co-located or used together. Then we'll practice what we've learned. When we think about human resource managers, many of us think of hiring and firing. But actually, as Greg explains, the job involves a lot more than that. HR handles everything from job evaluations to settling disagreements between workers and management. While you listen, try to answer the following questions. The answers will be posted in a few days on our website. Listening questions. 1. What type of employment programs does Greg develop and manage? 2. Are there several HR managers or only one in Greg's company? 3. Greg says that HR managers play a special role in companies that are unionized. What is this role?
So, Greg, what does a human resource manager actually do?
Simply put, HR managers manage the needs of companies' employees.
That sounds pretty broad. What types of needs? Everything?
Pretty much. We develop and manage employment programs. This includes salary compensation and job evaluation, benefits, promotion, and equal opportunities. Also, education and training programs. And of course, we develop plans for finding applicants to fill job openings. Then we interview and, where necessary, test applicants.
That's a lot. How can one person possibly have an overview of so many things?
Well, in large companies, one human resources manager may be in charge of each of these areas. However, in small or medium companies, like mine, the human resources manager may oversee the human resources operation of the entire business.
You must be pretty busy.
Yes. To be effective, we need to be knowledgeable about all areas of HR, as well as every aspect of the company. It takes a lot of experience, and you have to be highly qualified. For example, there are many state and European regulations in place to protect employees, and we must know and follow these regulations.
I can imagine. It sounds quite challenging.
There's more. In industries that are unionized, like mine, human resources managers deal with relations between labor and upper management. We examine workers' grievances and try to help them settle disagreements.
Do you like your job? What's the best part of it?
Yes, the best part is probably that the work is extremely interesting and varied. We have to be very versatile and flexible.
Most learners of English feel that they can recognize many more words than they can use. Therefore, it is important to activate our vocabulary. That is, to practice words in ways that enable us to actually put them into real-life situations. One of the best ways to activate vocabulary items is to learn and practice them in groups. Adjectives together with nouns, nouns together with verbs, verbs together with prepositions. These word partnerships are called collocations. Studying collocations makes speaking natural and fluent. We're going to study the many useful collocations used to describe the role of an HR manager. Some of the vocabulary used may be familiar, but it's still quite useful to examine how the words are co-located or used together. We'll play segments of Greg's interview. After each part, we'll pick out some useful language and give you a definition followed by an example sentence or two.
So, Greg, what does a human resource manager actually do?
Simply put, HR managers manage the needs of companies' employees.
to manage the needs of someone. This usage of manage belongs to industry jargon. That is, a way language or vocabulary is used within an industry by specialists. What Greg means here is something like serve. He needs to assist all employees in fulfilling their work-related needs. At the same time, there is a hint of another meaning of manage. That is, to control. As an HR manager, Greg is responsible for both fulfilling and controlling employee needs to the benefit of the business.
To create a successful business, it is essential to manage both employee and customer needs.
What type of needs does Greg need to manage?
We develop and manage employment programs. This includes salary compensation and job evaluation, benefits, promotion, equal opportunities.
Greg oversees a variety of employment programs, including compensation, that is, pay, benefits, things like health insurance and vacation, and promotions, moving employees up in the company. Equal opportunity initiatives. Another special kind of activity he manages are equal opportunity initiatives. An initiative is a plan or a program and often co-locates with verbs such as set up or promote. Equal opportunity refers to giving equal chances to any job applicant or employee, regardless of sex, race, or physical challenge.
In accordance with our corporate social responsibility program, we have set up several important equal opportunity initiatives.
Let's get back to the dialogue. What kind of work does Greg do in hiring new employees?
And of course, we develop plans for finding applicants to fill job openings. Then we interview and, when necessary, test applicants.
To develop plans for. Here, develop plans is similar to something like make plans. But develop sounds like a process that takes a lot of work, knowledge, and effort. Let's listen to another example sentence.
We need to develop a different plan for every possible outcome so that we will be prepared no matter what happens.
To fill job openings. This refers to finding people to take open or vacant jobs. An important HR function is, of course, the process of finding suitable people to fill empty jobs. Here's another sentence.
With the economy going into a downturn, it's getting easier and easier to fill any job opening.
The interviewer is pretty impressed with the wide scope, that is the broad range, of Greg's job, isn't he?
That's a lot. How can one person possibly have an overview of so many things?
To have an overview of something. Having an overview of something refers to the ability to see an entire object. When talking about business, it means seeing the big picture. That is, having an understanding of the larger context and how all the individual parts fit together.
Though it's not necessary to grasp minor details, any successful manager needs to have a good overview of all the activities in his department.
How does Greg reply to the interviewer's question?
Well, in large companies, one human resources manager may be in charge of each of these areas. However, in small or medium companies, like mine, the human resources manager may oversee the human resources operation of the entire business.
To be in charge of something. This means to be responsible for something. It's a phrase that is often used to describe job duties. As in Greg's example, it can co-locate with areas.
As department manager, I'm in charge of many different areas.
As receptionist, Katie is in charge of greeting visitors.
To oversee the operation of something. Oversee is another word for manage. Operation is often used in business to describe all the activities in a department or unit. Let's look at another couple of example phrases.
He oversees the whole operation of the call center.
Shift supervisors need to oversee the operation of the assembly line.
The interviewer thinks that Greg must be very busy, and Greg agrees.
Yes, to be effective, we need to be knowledgeable about all areas of HR, as well as every aspect of the company.
To be knowledgeable about areas of. We can be knowledgeable about several, all, or many areas of something. For example, of business or the industry we work in. Let's listen to a couple more examples.
Because Cindy is very knowledgeable about many areas of the industry, she is able to pick good stocks.
We're encouraging our researchers to become knowledgeable about all areas of product development so that they can better communicate with each other.
How does Greg continue to describe the qualifications that are needed for his job?
It takes a lot of experience, and you have to be highly qualified. For example, there are many state and European regulations in place to protect employees, and we must know and follow these regulations.
Highly qualified. This is a very widely used collocation to describe people who are very expert in their field. We can also be qualified for something.
In my opinion, his years of experience make Jimmy highly qualified for his job.
Regulations in place. Regulations are rules. We can have or put regulations in place to do something. For example, to protect employees or the environment.
State authorities have put several regulations in place to control the use of this chemical.
There are many regulations in place to protect employees from employers.
Next, Greg describes labor-management relations. Labor refers to workers. In unionized industries, that is, in companies with unions, HR plays a special role. What is it?
In industries that are unionized, like mine, human resources managers deal with relations between labor and upper management. We examine workers' grievances and try to help them settle disagreements.
To examine workers' grievances. Grievance is something like complaint. In the context of labor management relations, it often implies workers were denied some legal right. It shares the same root with to grieve, which means to feel sad about a loss. The hurt or aggrieved party, in this case workers, usually seeks some form of compensation. Greg says that HR managers must examine the grievances to see if there's any merit or truth to them.
When an employee comes to me with a complaint, I'm careful to examine his grievance carefully no matter what the situation.
To settle disagreements. In addition to examining grievances, Greg says he has to settle or solve all sorts of disagreements or arguments that arise in union-company relations. Even in companies that don't have a union, settling disagreements amongst employees and between workers and management is an important function of HR.
Rather than getting lawyers involved, we do our utmost to settle all disagreements here, in-house.
It's important not to let disagreements go unsettled.
How does the interview finish off? Greg describes what makes his job enjoyable for him.
Do you like your job? What's the best part of it?
Yes, the best part is probably that the work is extremely interesting and varied. We have to be very versatile and flexible.
The adjectives versatile and flexible both describe the ability to deal with many different job situations. In the study notes available on the website, you'll find definitions of these and other expressions that we weren't able to cover in today's episode. Now let's practice some of the vocabulary we've learned today. You'll hear a series of sentences. In each sentence, one word is blanked out with a beep. Repeat the sentence, but say the missing word. For example, if you hear,
"It's important to labor management disagreements,"
you'll say, "It's important to settle labor management disagreements." This is a great way to revise collocations. Let's give it a try.
In accordance with our corporate social responsibility programs, we have set up several important equal initiatives. Answer: In accordance with our corporate social responsibility programs, we have set up several important equal opportunity initiatives.
With the economy going into downturn, it's getting easier and easier to any job opening. Answer: With the economy going into downturn, it's getting easier and easier to fill any job opening.
In my opinion, his years of experience make Jim highly for this job. Answer: In my opinion, his years of experience make Jim highly qualified for this job.
State authorities have put several regulations in place to the use of this chemical. Answer: State authorities have put several regulations in place to control the use of this chemical.
When an employee comes to me with a complaint, I am careful to examine his carefully, no matter how unlikely it sounds. Answer: When an employee comes to me with a complaint, I am careful to examine his grievance carefully, no matter how unlikely it sounds.
Rather than getting lawyers involved, we do our utmost to all disagreements here in-house. Answer: Rather than getting lawyers involved, we do our utmost to settle all disagreements here in-house.
That's all for this episode. By studying Greg's interview about his job as a training manager, we've covered a range of vocabulary and collocations for describing the role of HR. Remember to check out the study notes for this and other episodes at www.businessenglishpod.com. There you'll find complete transcripts, including additional vocabulary explanations and language review exercises. You can also sign up for the Online Learning Center to access more great activities for extending your vocabulary. Thanks for listening.
Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.